Good morning and shalom. Blessed be the name of Jesus. We are so delighted just to come back to the Word of God, to journey through the Word of God, verse by verse, chapter by chapter, book by book, as we also intentionally allow the Word of God to journey through us, to journey through our minds, our hearts, and our bodies, so that our behavior and our attitude would be able to align to that of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We are coming to the end of discussing or reflecting on the book of Philippians. We said that this book of Philippians is a book, is a letter written by Paul to his friends and his supporters and the people who really helped him so much in his ministry. This church was begun by the fact that they beckoned, they called for help. Remember the Macedonian call? A man studying and begging for help. It was a beg for help that made Paul to change his travel plan by the guidance and comparing of the love of the Holy Spirit of God. And so he found himself in this place, Philippians, this city, and he began a church here. And he was able to deliver help from above. He was the channel through which God helped these people. And once these people are helped, they also reciprocate and became a great supporter of Paul. And they helped Paul so much. Paul will be saying, and we want to look at it, he'll be recording that this is the church that helped him so much. And so this time we are looking at the response for our people to receive God's help from above. And this is the fourth one. We discovered in chapter 1, we must be surrendered to the will of God. Chapter 2, we must be submitted to the purposes of God. Number 3, we must have a single-minded heart or attitude. That is the one thing that we do. We forget other things and we press on to the mark. And number 4, the sober mind. And we discovered that the sober mind here, one part of the sober mind is that we must train our mind to think well without being drunk with the many other things. We must separate our minds to think and focus onto the things of God. And today, as we end this book, that is Philippians 4, chapter 4 and verses 10, all the way to 23, we want to see Paul as he give thanks to the church at Philippi because of help. I want to say that the natural response to people after they are helped, after they have received the help from above, is to thank God. The end result of people who are joyful because of the help they have received is to thank God. But we discover that is not necessarily true. It is not that so natural, because some people do not even thank God. They don't thank the people. They are not appreciative. In fact, the Bible says that in the latter days, there will come a people who will not be grateful, who will forget what God has done. We discover that the Israelites complained and grumbled against God because they forgot what God had done. They were not thankful to God. So it's not that natural. It ought to. And so we have to train our mind. Sober mind means training our minds to thank God and to thank those people who have led on as well. And Paul here will be doing a very good job in as far as the thanking of the church at Philippi is concerned. And this shows that he had a very sober mind. Look at what he says from verse 10, chapter 4, Philippians 4, chapter 4 and verse 10. I rejoiced greatly in the Lord that at last you renewed your concern for me. Indeed, you were concerned, but you had no opportunity to show it. I'm not saying this because I'm in need, for I have learned to be content, whatever the circumstance. Paul starts by saying he rejoiced. You know, this is a book of rejoicing. He rejoiced. Remember, after you are sober, or you have a sober mind, then you will find your joy, your peace, of course. You find your joy and your peace, and because of this help. But now here, it adds up with the thanks. So Paul is saying, I rejoiced because you have shown or you have renewed your concern for me. Now, meaning that this was not the only time that they had helped Paul. They have been helping Paul. That statement, renewed, means they are doing it again. But he says, indeed, you were concerned. And then he had a testimony for them that they did not have an opportunity to show it. So that tells you that you can have a concern, but you don't have an opportunity. A concern means you desire that you be able to help people, but you do not know how to go about it. Sometimes you'd want to help somebody or to say thank you to someone, but you don't have his number or her number. So that's the opportunity we are talking about here. But Paul says, I'm not talking about giving because I am in need of this. And this is very, very good. Because he said, I've learned to be content in whatever circumstance. Look at what he says, although he mentioned two circumstances, and he says, I know what it is to be in need. And I know what it is to have plenty. So Paul gives two sides of the coin, of being in need and being in plenty. And he said, I know. What it needs, what it means to be that. Then he says, I've trained or I've learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I think this is a very good way of a man of God, that you have learned. You know, this is a lesson you learn. It does not come automatically. To live with little or to live with much. Some people, when they are with little, they leave God. Some people, when they have much, they leave God. I tell you, the mind of a human is very strange. Some people complain when they have a lot. When some people complain when they have little. Because there's no enough in the mind of a person. Then he says, I can do all things through him who gives me strength. Yet, it was good for you to share in my trouble. Now, he comes in now to give some specific ways that he is so thankful to the church at Philippians. That he says, it was good of you to share in me in my troubles. Remember, he was in trouble. He says, thank you for sharing in me in my trouble. Moreover, as you Philippians know, in the early days of your acquaintances with the gospel, when I set out from Macedonia. Not one church shared with me in the matter of giving and receiving except you. So Paul is saying that when I came to you and I brought the gospel to you, and then I left, or I set out from Macedonia. I left Macedonia. So Paul is saying that you supported me when I was with you, and even when I left you, I went to Achaia. That is to Thessalonians and Athens. He says, you shared with me. You sent help to me. The matters of giving and receiving, it was only you. I'm grateful. For even when I was in Thessalonica, go back, you sent me aid more than once when I was in need. He's calling and he's saying, thank you. Not that I desire your gifts. What I desire is that more be credited to your account. I want you to have more. I have received full payment and have more than enough. I am amply supplied. I'm amply supplied now that I have received from Epaphroditus the gift you sent me. Thank you. Even now you sent a gift. Not only those days I was beyond Macedonia, I was in Thessalonica. Even now you have sent it again. They are a fragrant offering, an acceptable sacrifice pleasing to God. And now my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. To our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. Then he talked about the giving and receiving of greetings. He also thankful. Greetings, all God's people in Christ Jesus. The brothers and sisters who are with me said greetings. All God's people here send greetings, especially those who belong to Caesar's household. I want you to know that Paul had become a family, because of his chains, he had become a family of Caesar's, because the soldiers became part of him. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you, with your spirit. Amen. Lord God, we thank you. Teach us and train us to thank you. Help us not to forget the things you have done for us. And help us, our Father, to be very quick to say thank you, even to men and women, children and everybody who have extended help to us. Because it should be natural, but we should be training our mind to be sober. And we have learned that a sober mind have learned to say thank you because of what God has done to us. Thank you, and we bless you to this day. Give us a fruitful day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.